Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Erev Tov, Halloween, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, this is Ross, Ayadonis, Safar, this is Yadin. Yadin right here for the Tuesday podcast, here the third day of the Shavuot, the third day of the week for the T to T, Testify Tuesday here on the air and in the Irish.
Let's go.
So here on the T to T, Testify Tuesday, the Tuesday podcast, here. We're in the 50th sabbatical study for the disciples, fellow disciples, 50th sabbatical study, Ki Tavo, when you enter in. But of course, we'd like to continue the continuity, you know, from the previous, the 49th degree of the sabbatical study, the Ki Tavo, when you go forth to war, forth to battle. So here on that theme right here, Jamali, with no weapon formed against I and I shall prosper. Jamali, here. Hear this. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here on the Star Wars version. Rhythm.
Hey, I see them come up against the chosen. Hey, I don't see nothing. No weapon, cause we no fear evil, no wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. So we all in Jamaica strong to bless them today, to see another one. Hey,
when you don't know the repercussions and you just keep on doing wrong, every day with Jason come, you're not aware of the reciprocal. Who's gonna save you from
crushing on a Babylon one when it a fall? The better you give is the best you receive. Don't accept the fear. Give thanks and praise this. Now them finally see it. It's a wish of no weapon, cause we no fear evil, no wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. So we all in Jamaica with strong. Blessing up today if you see another one.
No weapon, spiritual war.
I'm going to testify.
physical war, spiritual battle. Physical war, spiritual battle. Coat of many colors, no doubt, no fear. Spiritual war, fear. Keeping of the covenant, light chaser. World flesh devil, that a real time waster. Negative vibe, bring me down when me high. Try to keep me down, but determined to fly. Wicked I go perish, but the righteous never die. Hard pick from the heaven, 777 when me stepping. Thank Jack for the blessing. Prepare my soul for the sanctuary. Regain identity plus memory. Remember the mission where the Father sent me. Never disappoint me, always here to help me. Show me and guide me, take lead, take control. Treading the road up straight and narrow. There are Safari warrior, no afraid of a shadow. Spiritually, physically up. Jaja children look but don't touch.
Addiction Records, 360 Army, Rastafari. You already know what time it is, time 16, time. Praise the Lord, time. Back. Living in a world full of zombies, they walking dead. Dumb, deaf, and blind, Gentile Babylonians. I and I have been quickened. Redeemed by the Most High, filled with the Spirit. In the new name I walk now. Talmud Rastafari till I see on top now. I reap and I sow good fruit. Trample Babylon under I temple and boot. Fast and pray, idol liberty. Negus, Neget Selassie, Rastafari. Studying the Holy Scripture, learn the half of the story that they failed to reveal to us. Babylon resistance is useless. Rastafari remain the crown holder regardless. Label me a conscious artist, because I remain in the truth and in who's in control of all of this. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words found power, Rastafari deliver.
You speak on God, but you don't know what rap they could put. You speak on Jah, but you don't know how far it's been took. For your salvation, your forgiveness, and humanity. You take advantage while you living in your fantasies. You know not, you just follow the leader. Easy to fool because you a believer. In the man, not the teaching their hand. They writing the scriptures, but you don't understand. That we are from the same place, we come from the homeland. We are from Africa, I say that as a grown man. We the same fucking color inside. You can shut your eyes and can't see a divide. But when you open them up, you start seeing the division. They tell you what to think like it isn't your decision. Open your mind, you start to see the truth. You're already divine, it's just up to you.
As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver. Praise his holy name, Yahweh Eloheinu. Study ancient language, Amharic and Hebrew. Uphold commandments as Yah holy people. Conquer, rely, and prevail over all forms of evil. While I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know the Elohim will guide I every step. Amen. On his holy word and stand firm. Bear witness to the truth, and from the truth don't turn. Babylon good or hurting. Living and learning. Till I see I teach it. Keep the sacrament burning. Every time and everything. I and I give thanks and praise to his holy name. Haile Selassie, elect of the Elohim. Conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Solomon, dynasty ruler. The one that scripture bear witness will possess the key. Redemption of the times for Yah chosen seed. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver.
Alright, son, that's Yes, 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 yes. Absalom there. Got Absalom there. Before that, we had Ross Faith, Simon Faith, Spiritual Warfare. Right here, 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 as we pick up with the Torah studies here from the 49th, from Key Tay Tay, when you go forth to battle. I'd like to see a little audible, but first, right here, 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 Army Gideon Ross on Dessa with Chain Them, Spiritual Warfare, Chain Them. Yes, sir. Chazak, chazak, be strong, be strong. We need to chazak and make I and I strengthen one another. Hear this, hear this, hear this. Yes, I.
Where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient...
ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation. Rock! Kasach! Where does it come from? Kasach, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the baring of those teeth to the enemy. Kasach is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasach. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear Kasach, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white, and you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. And that's just Kasach. The Hebrew statement is Rock Kasach. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasach Emos. The other word that goes with it, Emos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had a moss in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious a moss. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibilities. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had a moss. They go running out, right through a garrison of Philistines, to grab a cup of cool water, and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. Amok means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get Kasach and Amok? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasach and Amok. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp, this is his great speech before the Promised Land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasach, Amok. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasach Amok! Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. Yeah, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ. Yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua, the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Rock the sock, Israel. Rock the sock, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world. To anyone who would spit in your face, you serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Rock the sock, Israel.
Chazak, Chazak, Amat, Yisrael. So here, here, here. 31 nations, the children of Israel coming out that wilderness, a new generation, 31 hostile nations. And here in the Torah reading and feeding, we're going over the direction instructions, and they're applicable even in the Brit Chadash in the New Testament sense. Very, very applicable. So here, I'd like to share a little audible. Right here, here, here for continuity purposes. And this is on spiritual warfare. Now, it's interesting right here. We call this audible, and it might sound a little bit like, but we're just keeping it real. Why does Jah say, no shit? Right, in Jah war camp. Right, some interesting direction instruction he gives in the previous Torah reading and feeding. And here's Moshe. Moshe is giving his farewell address. He's speaking to a new generation. Right, he's like that elder, you know, almost like that, you know, that granddaddy giving a new generation, the new kids, the new children on the block, that instruction to learn from the ups and downs, mix-ups, the follies, the undergrounds of their parents, right, and to focus on the promise ahead. So I thought the audio right there on the Chazak, Chazak, to be strong, Amat, 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 and of a good courage, be strong of a good courage. So here, here, check out the audible right here as we pick up with tonight's
previous
Torah
portion. It's here under key to Tates Aya, Ki Tates Aya, Ki Tates Aya, Ki Tates Aya, Weta, 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 Lion Tates Aya, Ki Tates A, Ki Tates Aya, when you go forth, when thou goest forth. And in Deuteronomy 23, and the main verse here is verse 14. And it's one verse, it's about, well, actually, it's two verses, because KJV has a colon there. Here in the Chumash, there is a full stop, but we'll go with the sacred KJV or the sacred English of the KJV here, because the context is more kept in that sense. You could put a period there, but it goes on. Now, this comes under this section here in chapter 23 from verse 10 that says, when thou goest forth in the camp, in camp against thine enemies, when thou goest forth in camp against thy enemies. Let's go right here. That's verse 10. We're in 23. Okay, actually, that'll be from verse 9 in KJV. When the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked thing. That's how this section, or we'd say this subsection right here, begins in Deuteronomy chapter 23. Now, how do we address this right here? How do we understand this? Right, how do we understand this right here in chapter 23? Right, let's just go right here, 23, go to verse 9. Okay, in verse 9. And Bamarinya, we say, Yetor Sefer Nitzhina at Evadek. Okay, of the camp, of the war camp, cleanliness or hygiene being kept. Hygiene being kept, or the hygiene, right, keeping of hygiene, at Evavek, Nitzhina at Evavek, of the Tor Sefer, Tor, like a spear, war, in the context, and the Sefer is the camp, Bamarinya. So it says, when thou goest forth in the camp against thine enemies, then thou shalt keep thee from every evil thing. All kinds of crimes, from looting to immorality, are rife or enough among an army. which is on its way to battle. So when armies are on their way to battle, there's all kind of crimes that are, that commit, from looting, right? And it's on the way to battle. On the way to battle, you know, the soldiers, you know, it's all about that numbers and numbers, having, you know, being in a group of fighting men. Oftentimes, a lot of crimes, looting, immorality goes on as that army is making its way to the battlefront. Even upright men, even men who are otherwise upright or seemingly upright and moral, you know, may then, during battle or war times, act like so-called barbarians or act like heathens and sheathens, act very immorally. Hence, there's a warning here that Israel's Zava, that the Zava of Israel or the Zaba'a of Israel, the army of Israel, when marching against its enemies, should keep away from every evil act, every evil thing, any and every evil manner. Telatot shehin, lituwaga, bewetahu gizeh. The same phrase, bewetahu gizeh, mamarinya in the authorized, is the same consistently as the ki tei tseh is. This portion begins, ki tei tseh. Mahana, the camp. Mahana, right? Mahana, the camp. When thou goest forward, mahana, when the camp goes forward, Al-Oveika, against your enemies. Telatochehin, the little wagabe, with Ahigize, Kakufu Neger Hulu, Sonetehin, Tevik. Keep your humanity, in a sense. Interpret that, so human being, so net, humanness, so net to him, your male humanity, Tevik. Kakufu Neger Hulu. So Kufu Neger, evil things. They diminish and defile our sonatachin, our humanity, which is another interesting reason in iditation. But moving on, it says, if there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of that which chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp, he shall not come within the camp. So what is it saying right here? What is it saying right here in verse, in the KJV Bibles, it'll be verse 10. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chanceth him by night, was a nocturnal emission, right? Ejaculation, you understand? Something that's, we're speaking of, or some other kind of issue, right? Then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall go outside of the camp, and he shall not come within the camp. Now, there's a colon here as well, so the idea continues in verse 11, but it shall be. What shall be? But it shall be. Wahaya. It shall be, when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun is down, he shall come again into the, he shall come into the camp again. All right. So this is also, we find this in our Torah studies and in Jalor and in the ordinances. We find this as the hygiene for cleansing elsewhere as well. That one would wash their clothes, would wash their body, right, will stay outside the camp, and then by the evening time, they can return to the camp, or by the evening time, they are clean. In other words, like in other, see, this is speaking about in a war camp, among the armies, the Tzava or the Tzabaot of Yisrael, the army or the armies of Israel, this is the esprit de corps, right, the spirit of the body. This is the spirit of the camp. Right? And this also ensures victory of the camp, being a holy army, right? Being a holy army. So it says in verse 12, thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad. So even when the camp is set up, there would be a place outside of the army camp where one can go forth abroad if chanceth any sort of defilement comes upon the fighting men. This is where they will go, you understand, cleanse themselves, you understand, the clothing, you know, cleanse themselves. As it says right here, it says that he shall wash, well, here it says he shall wash himself with water, because you have to remember, they are an army on the march, so if he was back at home or in the community, the civil community, right, he would wash his clothes. Right, the men at war don't have a bunch of change of clothing, like a suitcase, going out to war with a suitcase or something like that. That's not necessarily the case, right? Suitcase, the case. Now, here it says, thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad. Now, here is what is very interesting. What does it mean when it says, you know, thou shalt go forth, right? Thou shalt go forth abroad, right? Thou shalt go forth abroad. Let's just put this right here and get into this right here, go forth abroad, and the word abroad, right, is the word, Hebrew word chutz, chutz, which means outside, outward, or it could be like the street, right, out in the street, outside, right, the street, out. But now, in the Strong's definition of this word, right, both forms of the word, right, chutz, right, or chutz, right, is a feminine in the plural, from an unused root mean to sever, properly separate by a wall, that is, outside, outdoors, abroad, in the field, forth, highway, the street, outward, outside, without. So without the camp. Now, why is this important? Well, this is important because of what is said next in verse 13. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon. I thought this was interesting. Thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon. It says, thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be that when thou wilt ease thyself abroad. Yashab. Now, here in the KJV, when it says, when thou wilt ease thyself, in the Chumash, you said the synagogue Torah, says, and it shall be when thou sittest down abroad. The Hebrew word is yashab, 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 yashab. Yashab means to dwell, to sit down, you know, to sit. But it's like when we say, if you go to the toilet, the context here is like, you shall sit, you shall squat, you shall sit, right? You know, to take a shit, you shall sit to take a shit. And it shall be when thou sittest down abroad, or when thou sittest down to shit abroad, thou shall dig therewith, and shall turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Cover that which cometh from thee. This is one of, you know, even in the Hebrew, when you read this in the Hebrew, or even the English translation here in the KJV, right, the sacred text of the KJV, it has that kind of reticence, right, kind of a moral reticence, but still it's talking about real things, right, talking about defecation. Now, people say, well, why would it say that? I mean, people just go, you know, people got to go, you got to go. Right, but John said that's not so. Even if you got to go, you got to go. Right, there's a way that we got to go. So this is also an important part of, you know, the war laws. Right, how we would ease ourselves. Right, thou will ease thyself abroad. Right, same word, abroad, chutz. Thou shalt dig therewith and turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. That which is sa'ah, sa'ah. Now, interesting right here, the word sa'ah, right, sa'ah. Sa'ah means filth, human excrement, feces, speaking about feces. Now, in the Strong's, we have this word defined as issue, that is human, that is excrement, or in this sense, human excrement. We have a different nuance of words for animal excrement, too, you know, or dung. In that sense, you know, we have certain words that shows that there's a difference, right? For example, animal excrement, so certain animal excrement is very good for the farm and for growing food. So human excrement, you know, can we say human excrement ain't worth shit? To the, you know, really, think about it for a moment, you know? So that is human excrement, or in the King Jamesian, the sacred KJV English, that which cometh from out, or that cometh from, but in a fuller sense, literally that cometh from, ah, right, or that which cometh from out, that which cometh out from, that which cometh, but literally this word, sa'ah, is filth, human excrement, it's the H6627 word, right, the H, and guess what, this word is linked with yatsah, 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 wetah, yatsah, 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 wetah, yatsah, wetah, yatsah. There we go. To go out, to come out, to exit, to go forth. So here's what's interesting is that from this word, which means to go forth, right, to go forth in the sense to emanate out, but literally to issue out, to bring out, right, is the word for filth, right, or you could say excrement, right, sa'ah. Sa'ah is that which comes out. The sa'ah, ya sa'ah. Right, or the ta'ah, right, so it comes out. Now, that might have been lost in the English reading of it, you know, because how many ones may have read through this and said, have a paddle, what do you mean have a paddle upon your weapon? The word for paddle is the yatid, right, yatid is like a pin, a stake, a peg, a nail. The idea here, see, it's not like a paddle in that sense, but something so you can dig, You know, almost in a sense, on that weapon, you can use it in another way. And the same thing, you dig to dig your hole. You know what I mean? You also give somebody like an enemy, the Oyebeka, give them a infection. You know, what's that? But basically, it's a pin. It's a nail. Like a large net, a pad. It could be a paddle in that sense, that idea, but not a paddle, in the sense of a paddle. It's always good to compare this word, yatid, with the word as it appears elsewhere. A pin, a stake, right? To have a stake on your weapon, a peg, a nail, almost like a tent stake. So you can use that to dig through the earth, make a hole, you understand? Do your cover that over, and keep it moving, right? Now, looking at the KJV, when we was on the Aliyah, we want to bring this out a little bit more because the next verse is interesting. Because the next verse says that for the Lord, the Yahweh, thy Elohim, walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee. Stop for a moment. Remember these sentences, sentence 13 and 14 of chapter 23 are connected. In other words, you're not to have doo-doo shit all over the shit in the camp. There's not supposed to be she. It could have gone a little bit longer for she, but the idea being, we're not supposed to have shit in the camp. Why? Because Yahweh Eloheka, Exiavihir Amlakeke, right, walketh in the midst of thy camp. And Jah does not want to step in none of your she. That's what it's saying right here. It says, let's read it as it is. These two lines go together in one sense, one idea. Thou shalt have a paddle, right, or a peg, a stake, right, upon thy weapon, and it shall be when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, sit down, thyself, like squat, sit down, like you take a sit on a toilet, but sit down abroad, outside of the camp, thou shalt dig therewith, with that paddle, that yatid, that stake, dig therewith, right, and turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Cover that which come, cover the filth, the human excrement that cometh from thee, I, ki Yahweh Eloheka, because or for Jehovah thy power walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee and to give up thine enemies before thee, I. Therefore, because of this relationship, therefore shall thy camp be holy. Therefore shall thy camp be kadosh, be holy, that he see, get this, that he see no unclean thing. He see none of your, I and I, she. But, while I was going through the Aliyah, I got to the next verse, and keeping the center idea, really focused on there, it was a little bit of levity. A levity about this very serious matter that ones will just overlook and wonder, well, why, when the Israelites ask many times, and we might ask, well, why is not Jah amongst us? Why isn't he amongst us? Because there's too much shit all over the place. How can he walk amongst us? It's almost like having pollution in the street. Like you're not curbing your dog. So in a sense, here's he's saying to curb, Israelite soldier, Israelite, curb your shit. Curb your shit, all right? Curb your shit, all right? Because we don't curb our shit. Then, as it says in the next verse, right, Jah will not walk in the midst of our camp, will not deliver us, will not give up our enemies before us, because our camp is not holy, it's not hygienic. So it says, therefore shall thy camp be kadosh, that he see no unclean, that he see no erva, right, or erwa. He see no erwa. You know what erwa is? Erwa, in this sense, is nakedness. Erwa is nudity. Erwa is shame. Erwa is pudenda. Pudenda. Pudenda is like the male and female private part, right? Implying shameful exposure, like spread out, so to speak. Nakedness of a thing. See, one raw shit just laying right there, right? In that sense, this is an erwa, even though erwa can be nudity, and erwa can be the nudity of the specific private parts. Right, indecency. Generally, it's indecency. It's improper behavior. Like if you walking through, like say if I got dogs, right? I got dogs in my camp, and by, before you can get to the gate, from the gate to the house, you have to like dodge doodle all over the place, like the doodle on the ground and stuff like that on the walkway. You're like, what the hell? You'd be like, write me. Exposed, undefended. But now, erwa, disgrace, blemish, nakedness, shame, uncleanness, especially the pudenda. the pudenda, you know, the pudenda. Yeah, it's like the puta. Puta in Isaiah referring to the female part, or the shofka, you know, or the, you know, the backward part as well. Well, that which, Rosh, yeah, that which, you know where it comes from? This word comes from ara. Come on, the word ara. 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 Right? Or ara. Ara. There's a hey, which means to ara, right? Or ara, because the R in ara means to bear, to be new, to uncover, but also to leave destitute, to discover, to leave empty, to raise, to pour out, right? To be exposed, right? To spread self, to be spread eagle, to be spread out, to be uncovered. You see, the main sense there is to be uncovered. I thought this was such an interesting note right here. This whole connection of this theme right here, you know, since the word shit, right, and the idea of shit, like, yo, you know how we use this word shit, and how the word shit, people don't like to talk about the word shit. Most people, probably will be listening and they'll say, Raj, you've been talking shit too much. You've been talking too much shit. You know what I'm saying? But John is telling you to bury that shit and to cover that shit up so that when he's walking in our camp, right, in the midst of our camp, to deliver us, right, to deliver us, right, and to give up our enemies. I love that part, that phraseology, to give up our enemies. Like, you know, he doesn't give up. Like, here's the next one. That guy, he hates you, too. Yeah, this is the next one, he hates you. You know, thank you, John, for giving me these haters. You know, give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy. But this is the verse right here. This is the phrase, that he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. You know, and turn, you know, you say, P-U. Nah, you know, the nakedness or the idea of uncleanness, right, the erva is the nakedness of anything. To see this naked shit just around there, you know what I mean? You know, so now people talk about curbing their dogs and pooper scooper, right, and everything like that. Well, that's good. That is good, right? But John said even before people got all focused on that, this is, so I began to think, say, wait, you mean perhaps armies, other people didn't have these. I mean, go look at any of the other laws or rules or whatever their other gods told them, like of other nations, and see if you see anything like this. Now people say, well, that's because everybody knows to do that. Really? Really? People, you walk around some of these streets in Babylon, you see doo-doo on the street, and you'd be like, oh, somebody didn't curb the dog. You're like, that's human doo-doo. That's ah-ah. You know, that's somebody's ah-ah. So this here is very, very, even though the footnote, right, the footnote says, cover that which come from thee, because anything that is rebellion to the sight arouses obscene thoughts and corrupts the mind. Right? He walketh in the midst of thy camp. In addition to major sins, right, major sins, which was verse like verse 9, right, Israel's armed forces, the Tzava'ah, were also warned against all kinds of impurities in their camp for two reasons. For two reasons. Reasons Jah declares, right? And these reasons I and I should hear. The divine presence was in the midst of the camp, and to deserve victory over their enemies. For these two reasons, that the divine presence, the divine face and grace was in the midst of the camp, and to deserve victory over their enemies. You think the enemies were concerned about that? You walk to the enemy's camp, and you will have to say, shit. You see? So cover that up, right? Bury it. Cover. You notice also the order of the priority? The instruction says, thou shalt dig therewith, and shall turn back. And say that you go do your doo-doo, and then you're going to dig a hole. No, he said, you first dig. In a sense, it's a yati, it's like a spike. You know, like a jigger to break up the earth and dig a little, you know, a little hole, you know what I mean? And then you turn your back, right, and turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. It almost implies, like, don't even be looking at it, you know, don't be staring at it, looking on it, you know, like, you know, just do that, sit this down, take care of your shit, right, and keep moving. So the presence, right, the presence of Elohim was indicated. You know how we know this? By the accompanying ark. See, this is the part that's not so overt in the text. We have this also in the Ethiopian Highland and Solomonic Hebraic and Judaic kingdom, right, of the King of Kings, from such time to such time, that the ark accompanied, right, the Tzava'ah, That's why together, though, it's the Israel army, the fighting men were the Tzava'ah, the Tzava'ah. That when you have more than one or two, you have Tzava'ot. So the two, right, would be the fighting army and then also the war priests, because there's a chaplain, right, the Hebrew chaplain. That's the one that would speak to them and say, well, if there's any man, is there any man such and such, and such and such, and would proclaim the blessing, so forth and so on, and give the exemptions for those who needed exemptions. And he says he is in the midst. So his presence being in the midst of the camp was signified by the priests, right, and the Levites, and the Ark of the Covenant also being in the midst of the camp. Right? That's what it says, one will go outside, because in the midst of the camp is the Ark. Right? So if one felt they had to relieve themselves, go outside of the camp. Right? And that means that, okay, say if the armies had to move this way, right, and people just do anywhere. Can you imagine the priests are moving and the priests have to watch out? You know what I mean? I mean, that would just mess up everything right there. So if we look at the logical sense, the practical sense, and then even building up from there, we can see even other senses of it that will allow us as the once lost, now found black and brown to regain our senses even after such long a time. Yeah. So just to point to that right there. And there's other things like that too. This is two verses. Two verses, because it's likely that somebody would just read through and say, oh, okay, you do that, and not even understand, well, what does it mean, that which cometh out of you, you know, and covered up, and a paddle, and what does this mean, for the Lord is in the camp, what does that mean, you know, the Ark of the Covenant also being, you know, the Ark of the Covenant also being in the camp, right, with the Israelites, is indicated by this particular verse right here, and then it goes to, you know, other various laws, but this is something to be, you know, to be understood, you know. Yeah, here Bamarinya says, Yewet Awen, Yewet Awen, Kanta, Yewet Awen, the Afer to Kedinawale, right? Yewet Awen, the Wet A. So even right there, that word Wet A and Ta'a, 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 you know, Wet A, you understand? Because the Wet A in the Hebrew will be the Yet A or the Yet A, Wet Awen, Wet Awen, Yet Awen, Ta'a. There you go. Cover it up. Cover that shit. 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 Cover that shit.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 to war in Israel.
Me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Use a school, go kill the class. Pills you fill them with so fast. Skills you give no really last. Tell the people about the cross. Who if you take the picture off. Open scripture, read the Psalms. Jesse, David, Solomon. You get the lecture, Babylon. For the herb, no murder one. Like herbs or even serves of bombs. Like your words, I keep me strong. All the words to he belong. Not to the grow to me belong. Africa road, me need me land. No sell, no soul, no please, no job. Seven the gold, the covenant. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this
time to talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark, riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chart. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cold, this time to talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark, riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chart. Living is just a counterpart. Dev na no Jerusalem, na Steve afraid of Bukaram. Ganja fill my Okaram. Vatican na dirty one. Cause in a me dream me reach a star. Nothing for teach so preach a guan. Sit down in a me beach afar. The water deep, the beat a fat. Caporeal release was fast. Tatorials me teach a class. Seven a toss a each a part. Socrates not even toss. No Rome, no Greece, no Peter Pan. No John the Crease and Isaban. How you eat the Easter bun around the feast and beast a come. And in a me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this time no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chart. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this time no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chart. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum for months. The weeks, the heat a bun. Sun relief, a piece a gun. No drum, no creep around for fun. Looking around, a purge a some. Youths a town, a splurge a rum. Drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil, good belong. Rasta reason, out a plan. And ganja season, pounds and grand. Police will beat the youths for one. Wap on streets, a smoke my strand. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark, riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chart. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark, riding up in a the scrolls apart. Giving us all a older chart. Living is just a counterpart. Counterpart, 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 counterpart.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks to Ras Maisha right there with Fight of War, Spiritual Warfare right here, here, here on the Inn and the Iris. The psalm, the evening psalm appointed here for the third day, that's called according to the Gregorian calendar. Tuesday, we have Psalm 82, here, here, here.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor la
Samor. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
I have said, ye are gods, ye are Elohim, but shall die like men. Interesting right there. We touched on that before, the judges of Israel. The Israelite psalm, so that's referring to the judges. Might of Yisrael, I refer to as the Elohim, because they are the agents of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Eloheinu, Ayinai, Power. But right here, 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 Rosh Shiloh, to Rhema tune with Psalm 82 right there. We have rights, the rights of the poor.
Rest for right, Holy Emmanuel. Come on.
Yes, 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 the right to the poor. Read over that psalm, the Tuesday evening psalm again, Psalm 82. It's the Israelite context, and that's why it says, he has said that we are gods, we are Elohim. Not individually, but collectively, we have a duty. We have his name upon us. Therefore, we are to judge and to rule in his name and in his way, because we are his representatives. But then it says that he shall die like men. Right? The fall of man. But then at the end of the psalm it says, rise, rise. That's a resurrection right there. So it's on the theme of spiritual warfare and a theme of warfare from the previous 49th sabbatical study, Kitetzei. When you go forth, full of context, Kitetzei, la milhama, to war. Touched on the no shite in the camp. As we mentioned, that was very interesting when our eyes finally opened. Said, wait, he even gives them instruction concerning how even their war camp was to be set apart, was to be holy to ensure that victory, the victory of good over evil. But here, I'd like to touch on a couple of more points from the previous sabbatical study as we're here coming to the fullness of this year, even the new year coming forward Hebraically in the season and the time right here. So let's touch on another teaching here, and that's Israelite war laws. What were the war laws? What were the rules of engagement? And also peace. Yes, peace. You say, well, war and peace. Well, exactly. There are war laws, right? Direction, instruction, rules of engagement, things that we are permitted to do in warfare and that which we are permitted not to do or not permitted to do. In other words, there's the positive and the negative commands. There's the thou shalt do, ta'aseh, and lo, ta'aseh, and thou shalt not do. But what about this peace? Remember what Yeshua, Robeinu Yeshua, I and I, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what did he say? Right? He says, don't think, right, that his peace is like the world's peace. He's come to bring peace like the world brings peace. So I want you to hear this from the Torah, because most of Yeshua, Jesus Christ's quotes were from the Torah. But he's bringing out the reality, the application right now, the practical application. So first, give ear right here, here, here. I'd like to touch on Israel's the war laws, rules of engagement, and shalom, and peace. Very interesting context to his peace. Not to confuse his peace, Yeshua peace. Jesus peace, as once would say, Yeshua peace with the world peace.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Yehadonai. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, Yahuwah Echad. He who be, who he be, Jehovah the One. Here, here, here.
Ki teif eah, ki teif eah, ki teif eah, lam milhamma al oibeka, una tano. Untano Yahua Loheka B Yadeka W Shabita Shibuyo Ki Teise Lamlhamma Al Oibeka Unatano Yahua Loheka B Yadeka W Shabita Shibuyo. When thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies, and the Yahweh Eloheka, thy Elohim, delivers them into thy hand, and thou carriest them away captive. Ki tizeya lamilhamma al oibeka unatano Yahweh Eloheka biyadeka wi shabita shibuyo. First words, Hebrew first words for this 49th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding an annual Rastafari sabbatical study. So this sabbatical strong, ki teisa, ki teisa, lam milhamma, when thou goest forth to battle, when thou goest forth to battle, ki teisa, lam milhamma. The text here refers to a war other than against the peoples of the Canaan. The text here refers to a war and warfare and the rules of engagement for warfare with those other than against the peoples of Canaan. Now, this is a continuation, actually, of chapter 20 of the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. So Deuteronomy chapter 20 and 19, here we have a continuation of the text and of the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement, we could call it the war laws, the wars of Yahuwah, the Yahweh laws, dealing with the manner of waging war, which was interrupted by the institution of breaking the heifer's neck. So the text, the war text, we have an interruption of the war laws for this very important, seemingly. Some would say, well, why does this text of the heifer and the breaking of the heifer's neck interrupt the continuation of the war laws? Now, first things first, let's get a context here. Once again, ki tetzeh lamilchama, when thou goest forth to battle. The text is referring to a war, or any war according to the type, other than against the peoples of the Canaan, because the seven nations of Canaan, there was to be no shalom, no peace, but an extermination ord, according to the Torah, according to the text, according to the study tree. Now, we're going to ask ourselves, why is this? Why is there a difference? Why are we given separate rules of engagement for other peoples except those seven nations? Those seven nations, Jah already gave the extermination order, right? There'd be no peace, total extermination for these seven. And what does the seven signify in the Brit Chadash, in the Hadis Kidah, in the New Covenant? What do these seven signify? Now, the number seven, very interesting. Some say that's a God number, a spiritual number, a divine number. The science of the number seven is important here, especially in the context concerning, as the text says furthermore, Al-Oibeka, Al-Oibeka, against Al-Oibeka. Oibe, oibe, oibeka, against thine enemies, when thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies. Ki teitzea lamilchama al oibeka. Now, since the text here continues from Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19, let's do a reference to chapter 20, verse 19, and let's see where it ends right here. Right. Verse 19, it says, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by wielding an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, but thou shalt not cut them down, for it is the tree of the field, man. For it is the tree of the field, man, that it should be besieged of thee. For it is the tree of the field, man, that it should be besieged. Now see, here's in the Chumash. This is what we have in the Chumash. In the Chumash, that is the translation of which, no doubt, if you're looking at the KJV, the standard KJV, King James Version, and we look at this corresponding text in the KJV translation, in the old, you could say, sacred English translation of chapter 20, verse 19, the reading would be, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down. Now here in the KJV and other Bibles, you might see a parenthetical, open parentheses, for the tree of the field is man's life, close parenthesis, to employ them in the siege. So here, it's now touching on the tree, man's life. There's another verse before the discontinuation, the ending of the chapter, chapter 20 of Zadagim of Deuteronomy, chapter 20. Now, here, we pick up with 21 and 10. And the text here is a continuation, right, of the war laws, right, that are given to Israel, the rules of engagement that are for nations other than the seven nations of Canaan. There are specific war laws, or we say the war ord. There's a specific war ord that's given against the seven, Now, it's interesting, the seven, looking at the seven nations of Canaan, the seven heads on the dragon, you know, this seven, right, within the scriptures, right, returning to that, make a note of the seven, right, and also review the broadcast on this platform here, especially the Woman's Wednesday, Sister Mariama Tanay, and going into the numbers and going into the seven, scripturally, biblically speaking. So it's very important to understand those seven, especially as we look at the seven nations of Canaan, according to the Berit Yeshana, the old covenant. And then when we now go to that new and living way that he has consecrated for us through my through the veil, that is to say his flesh, my, speaking of our black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So seeing that the Old Testament, right, according to the words of Moshiach and the revelation of the new covenant, the Old Testament was a shadow, right, the shadow. In the new covenant, we have the fullness of what the shadow, right, was projected from. You know, like when someone has a shadow. You see a shadow, the shadow is being reflected off of the true substance. So we're going to look at the shadow first and looking at the Old Testament scripture and then trace it, right, in the Moshiach, in Yeshua, in the Word, in the Spirit of Truth. Right, that's what we say, grab your pen, your paper, your sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, right, and bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind. That's the key. That's the key. Right? You must be born again. Right? Have a change, a metanoia, a change of mind. When we just look at it, we say, okay, this is war laws. We can understand it like that according to the natural. Right? But we need to understand it according to the first type, because the first things are the natural, the earthly things. As Moshiach Rabboni said, if I've shown you earthly things and you do not comprehend it, how will you be able to comprehend the heavenly things? Right? If I show you natural things and you don't comprehend it, how will you be able to understand the spiritual things? Amen. It's the next verse right here in 20:20. It says, only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat or for food, thou shalt destroy and cut them down. And thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee until it be subdued. Those are very important instructions. Most will gloss over it. Not I and I. Not the followers and disciples of the King of Kings Christ of His Majesty Moshiach. We're going to study to show ourselves approved. Because what we're seeing is a type and a type. Right? A type and a type. Remember, there's two classes, we could say, of enemies. They are those of the seven nations. Right? And specific war ordinance against the seven nations of the Canaan. And then we have other nations. Right? And other peoples. Right? And here is where the continuation, right, here's where this detail is very, very important. Now, even here, as we link with the continuation, where we're continuing Kites A, right, Kites A in Deuteronomy 21 and 10 is a continuation from 20 and 19, and then we have this little interlude concerning the breaking of the heifer's neck. But even before that there, which begins in chapter 21, the first part of chapter 21, the first, we could say, nine or so verses, we have two verses right here. And it's concerning two different kinds of trees. Found that to be interesting. Have you noticed that? The two different kinds of trees, right? There's one tree that is a fruit-bearing tree. And then there's the other tree, which is fruitless and not fruit-bearing tree, but may be utilized in the siege against those cities, right, that will not accept the terms of shalom, our terms of shalom, for the first thing we proclaim is shalom, right, the gospel, the good news, the gospel of peace. And so Moshiach Yeshua said, think not that I have come to, the peace, what kind of peace? So let's connect that as well, where we see where the proclamation, right, of the Tzavaot of Israel, of the army, the Tzava of Israel is promote what? Proclaim what? What's the first thing to proclaim? Shalom. Right, what is the gospel? The gospel is the gospel of peace. We hold our beautiful other feet, right, from the mountain, the one who proclaims the good tidings of peace, that proclaims shalom. Right, so they refuse that shalom, then it's war, war. Right, so we have these war ordinances, and we have to study these war ordinances, firstly and foremostly, in the context of the Old Testament type. How was it then? Right, because see, when we recognize how was it then, and with the spirit and the truth and that born-again heart and mind and taking the time to enjoy and to see it from Jah's view. What is Jah's view? What was the instructions he was instructing the children of Israel to do? Right? And why were these instructions so instructed likewise? Right? See, that's the first thing. Did the children of Israel do it? Right? We learn from the object lessons here because all the scripture was written, right, for our instruction, for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Right, so right here, There's these two types of trees, which is very interesting, right? The two types of trees. Now, of course, I'm making the overt allusion to the Canaanites, right? Chop down, cut down, you may destroy them, right? But here, with the trees, it's permissive according to the Bible. But here's also a sign, as well, a sign. Think about the parables, right, of Moshiach Yeshua, right? The parables of the tree, the parables of the good man, the land, the seed planted. How about the parable of that tree, right, that was planted in good soil but did not bring forth fruit? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to look at that as well. Let's make notes of that. So here, as we go through a first reasonment, it's a kind of first word, reasonment right here. In fact, let us look into this a little bit more. As we know, this Torah portion, the 49th weekly Torah portion, here we have Ki Tzeah, Ki Tzeah, Ki Tzeah Lamilchama Al Oibeka, when thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies. So we got to identify the Oibe, right? The Oib. Right? Who are the Oibs? Right? Who are the Oibs here? The Oibeka. Who are the Oibes? Right? Who is Oibeka? Who is your enemy? Right? Who are the enemies? Right? Who are our enemies here? According to the Torah, right? In the text, in the context of the text, who are the enemies being spoken of? As I said, the text here refers to a war other than against the peoples of Canaan, other than against the seven nations of Canaan. It's almost like saying the war that we have, right, the spiritual warfare, other than the seven heads on the dragon, right, the seven heads on the dragon, other than those seven, other than those seven. You know what I'm saying? Other than. Now, let's look at where the text picks up from. This is a continuation of Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19. That's dealing with the manner or how the rules of engagement of waging Jah's wars, the wars of Yahuwah, of the Yahweh, of Jehovah, which was interrupted by the institution of the breaking of the heifer's neck. And that was concerning the inquest for the slain, you know, a murdered person. Right, what was to be done to avoid the guilt, right? That guilt and the adverse effect on the land. You know, those things that pollute, it says that the blood pollutes the land. The bloodshed of the innocent pollutes the land. Right? Now, that's not the only text that interrupts, but what's connected with that breaking off there, before we get to the end of chapter 20, beginning chapter 21, where we are right here, we're at 21 and 10, for this 49th key text, hey, when thou goest forth, going forth, the context is going forth to battle, going forth to battle against who? The Oibe, Oibeka, against thy male enemy. But now let's pick up right here with chapter 20, so we can get the connective here. Right? In chapter 20, verse 1 says, when thou goest forth, let's bring this up, it says, when thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and the people more than thou, more than the eye, be not afraid of them, for the Yahweh, thy Elohim, Eloheka, is with the eye, which brought the eye up out of the land of Egypt. Now, it's interesting, because we look at the language, it says, ki teise, la milchama. Very same words we have here. Ki teise, ki teisea, la milchama. When thou goest forth to battle, al oibeka, against your enemies. Very same words. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. We have these same 5 words that begin off this 49th sabbatical Torah portion here. Ki teisei. The same opening words. Ki teisei. Ki teisei. Same words. Ki teisei alam milchama. Al oibeka. Against that oibeka. The oibeka against your male enemies. Now, before the right here in Chumash, some of the Chabarim have maybe touched on this. Let's get this into the reasoning here and the testimonial right here for this 49th. When thou goest forth to battle, ki teitzeah lamelchama al oibeka. The subject of making war immediately follows that dealing with compensation for the loss of a limb, to intimate that seriously disabled men, a seriously disabled man, right, men are exempt from military service, from service in the Sabaot, the host. It is to be connected with thine eye shall not pity. Where do we have that? We have that right? We have that within the scripture. Right, thine eyes shall not pity. All who are under obligation to serve must be compelled to do so. All who are under obligation to serve. That means I nine. I shall have a new name, precious name, new name, Jarastafari. Right, a new name. So we carry that name. There's an obligation that comes with carrying that name. Right, and thine eye. And thine eye shall not, what? Shall not pity. We have that in verse 21. And thine eye shall not pity. In chapter 19:21, Deuteronomy. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. I have to say this. Who was that fool that said, that spoke against? One of your leaders, or the leaders of that previous Bamidbar wilderness generation, he had a dream, right? He had a dream, right? He had a dream. Let the dreamer dream his dream, right? Wake up. It's time to wake up. And thine eye shall not pity. And thine eye shall not pity. Life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. What do we have here? Alright? It says Willo Tahos Tahos Tahawas Willo Tahos Aineka Ain Aineka Aineka Aine thy eye, and thy eye shall not pity. The subject of making war immediately follows that dealing with compensation for the loss of a limb. Some say, well, the eye for eye and the tooth for tooth, then we'll all be blind and we, you know, we'll be lame and stuff like that. Well, hold on for a moment. The eye for eye and tooth for tooth here says that if you wrong one, then by John's just law of keeping the balance, equilibrium, right, keeping the balance, balancing the equation. Do you not think that an equation should be balanced, right, that it should be in the balance and when things are not? How you feel when you're... when you don't feel balanced, right? You know, like in health-wise, if your health is not balanced, that's good. So you should stay unbalanced. And what happens? You ever ride a bike and you lose your balance? You ever skating? You ever doing anything? And you're walking and you lose your balance? So let's understand this, that the subject of making war immediately follows that dealing with compensation for the loss of a limb. Right? There should be compensation for, I mean, people all day, they talk about, someone owes them. And then they'll say, I was wrong. Somebody took something of mine, and I deserve to have this back. Or, you know, like, soon as you go to work, and you know you're working this hard, and you're working overtime because you're counting that money, and somebody just snatches part of that. I mean, that's cool. That's cool for you, right? Because eye for an eye and tooth for tooth in life, you know, we will all be blind and lame then. That means if there's that much sinning and taking, then you'll need to be blind and lame for a moment. Because the Messiah says it's better to enter into, right, the kingdom. You know, missing some bad part, then getting your whole part thrown in downstruction, headed for self-destruction, and thine eye shall not pity. Welo tachos oineka, oineka. Welo tachos oineka. Nefesh, be nefesh, be nefesh. Right, oin be oin, shin be shin, yad be yad, we regel be regel. Then I shall not pity. We lo tachos oineka. Now, in the study of the text and the application of the text, right, and the ancient sages, the Rebbeinat and the Memharan, the teachers of Torah and the rabbis, they interpreted the eye for eye to mean that the payment of monetary compensation. Now, we can go into a little deeper reasoning for those who are so interested. Exodus chapter 21, verse 24, and Numbers chapter 35, 31, and Degna means again, Exodus chapter 21. Verse 24, and Numbers chapter 35, verse 31, for the eye for eye, the oin, right, the eye, the oin, right, the oin, the oin, oin, the oin. And it says, Welo tachos and thine eyes shall not pity. So interpreting this in the act of use within the community, it wasn't literally that somebody going to pull out your eye or such and such, but it was showing the principle, right, that principle of the balancing of the equation. Right, the balancing of the equation. Thine eye shall not pity, especially a false witness. Thine eye shall not pity an eye for an eye, the payment of monetary compensation. Now, when we pick up with chapter 20, right, because this Torah portion, picking up here with chapter 21 and 10, is a continuation of what began in chapter 20. Thus, we have even the similarity. The word was the five words. Those five words, ki, te, seya, Lam milchama al oibeka. Very same words here in 20 and 1, and in the beginning for this Torah portion in 21 and 10. Right? Very same words. Ki teitse lam milchama al oibeka. When thou goest forth to battle against thine enemies. Now, there were those who were to be exempt, disabled men. Those seriously disabled are exempt from military service, as well as other disabilities, right, or conditions that would righteously exempt a man of Israel, a son of Israel, from battle. We can get into those details as well. We've already touched on it from the previous Torah portion, but it deserves the reasonment for Einan to reason and be able to articulate, right, what it is that we understand or what it is that we think we understand, because iron sharpens iron, right? Iron sharpens iron. Water reflects water, right? It is to be connected with thine eye shall not pity. All who are under obligation to serve must be compelled to do so. So those who are able-bodied, those who didn't just buy a house or just marry a woman or who are not faint or weak-hearted. That's what it's saying in the Torah. Right? If you bought a house, you know, dedicated, livicated, right? Living it, livicated. If you planted a garden, fulfill that. Right? So you eat the first of that, right? If you married a woman, well, then you take her and enjoy her, let her enjoy you. God says so in the Torah. Right? If you're not weak-hearted or faint-hearted, then get up, stand up. Stand up for Jah, fight. But first, Shammah, let us hear what is truth and right to be done in Jah fight, and also who to fight, and also how to fight. Amen? So here it says, Ki teitse la milchama al oibeka. Alright, not to get into all the details right here, but it's interesting that it begins off, right, stating, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. So appearance is not to judge by appearances. We see our enemies more so. Our enemies got more numbers, right? They stand on the street corner and they say, all manners of evil against us falsely. For Jah, Rastafari namesake. But as the scripture says, it, thou shalt not be afraid of them. For the Yahweh, the I Elohim, Eloheka is with the eye. That's the great Emmanuel, 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 John, Elohim. The power is with us which brought the eye up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be when ye are come nigh, near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. That when y'all draw nigh, near to battle, right? So as we're drawing near to battle, the priest shall approach and speak. The priest will approach and speak to Ha'am, the people. Speak to Jah people and say to them. What will he say to them? Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. Y'all draw nigh this day to battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not, nor be alarmed, neither be y'all affrighted at them. Ki Yahuwah Eloheikem, for the Yahweh, your Elohim, is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. This is a very powerful statement, word sound, right? So when a priest, HaKohen, says that, each of us must receive these words as, I will hear, I will shema, drawing near this day to battle against our enemies. I will not let our heart faint. I fear not, I'm not alarmed, neither am I and I affrighted at them. For Jehovah Jah, I and I power is he who be who he be that goeth with I and I and we to fight for I and I against our enemies to save I and I. That's how we encourage one another. That's how we encourage our own soul. What did David did? Right. Remember that scene that I was with the eye about, you know, when they took one of the enemyites, forgot their name, they took David's wife, his two wives and their children, and took a lot of the other among them, women and children, and the soldiers that was rolling with David, they were so upset they wanted to stone him. What did David have to do? He had to encourage himself. Right? Hashem Yehovah had to encourage himself. I have to encourage ourselves. See, when HaKohen speaks this word, Shema Yisrael, and he says to us, right, that y'all draw nigh this day to the battle against your enemies. How do we hear this? Do we take heed? Or we let noises and other things and what's going on around us? Do we take these words in? To the innermost of the innocence? Right? When HaKohen says, Shema Yisrael, y'all draw nigh. We're supposed to receive that as we draw nigh, as I draw nigh, I and I draw nigh, this day to the battle against your enemies, to this day to the battle against our enemies. Let not your heart faint. I and I will not let our heart faint. Fear not, I and I fear not, nor be alarmed. I and I am not alarmed. Neither be y'all affrighted at them. I and I is not affrighted at them. Why? Ki Yehovah Elohekem ha holek imakem. For Jehovah, your power is he that goeth with you. Goeth with us for what purpose? Le hilahem. To do what? To fight. Lachem. To fight for you against your enemies. To save you. Im oy bekem le hoshia. Le Hoshia etekem to Hoshia. Hoshi. Says what? Le Hoshia. Going forward to say Hoshia etekem. All of y'all. All I and I. Hoshia. Hoshaena. All right, to save I and I. That's what the Kohen will say. Then the officers speak to Ha'am, the people, speak to Jah's fighting man them, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house and hath not livicated it, dedicated it, says, but we say livicated it. Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man livicate it. And what man is there that hath planted a vineyard and hath not used the fruit thereof? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man use the fruit thereof. That would be wrong. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, a woman, a Isha, and have not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her, because that would be wrong too. And the officers shall speak further to Ha'am, the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? So even if a man is fearful and faint-hearted, as I now say, weak-hearted, let him go and return to him house, lest his brethren's heart melt as his heart. Because Jah don't need just numbers. He don't need the big numbers. So I have to get a certain number. Right? But it's those who make their wills obedient to Jah's good influence. Show up. Come forward. And it shall be when the officers have made an end of speaking to the people that the captains of hosts shall be appointed at the head of the people. Then ones and ones are appointed. Right? Because the command and the control in Jah's order. See, as we learn about order. Right? So we talk about order in the family. We said that the man is the head of the womb man, right? And the head of the man is Christ. And the head of Christ is Abba Father. Right? There's even an order, right? Even an order here in the battlefield. There's order. And it says, when thou drawest nigh to a city to fight against it, it says, then we draw nigh, then proclaim what? Proclaim shalom to it. Right? Proclaim shalom. Now, interpreting this verse of nations other than, this is to be interpreted of nations other than the inhabitants of the Canaan, nations other than those seven nations. But some would understand it also of these particular seven nations. Well, let's go on. Some point out that Moshe offered peace to Sihon, king of the Amorites, and only after he declined the offer did Moshe make war against them. There are, however, two important differences between a war against the seven Canaanite nations and a war against other peoples. Did you know that? There's differences, and two major ones we're going to point out. See, with the latter, speaking about the other nations other than the Canaanite nations, only the males were to be slain, and the women and children were saved alive when they were of other nations that sought to reject the shalom, Ayinai shalom. When they were defeated, the males were slain, but the women and the children were saved alive. Now, with the Canaan, right, the seven nations of Canaan, no one, male, female, woman, children, no one was to be spared. Furthermore, in the event of the accepting Yisrael's shalom, peace offer, the other nations had only to recognize Israel's sovereignty, whereas the seven nations of Canaan, in the Old Testament sense, like the seven heads of the dragon, right, who actually lived among Israel, had to accept the elementary laws of humanity. And what are those elementary laws? It's just elemental. Well, what are those elementals? They are known as the seven commandments of the sons of Noah, or the Noahide, the Noahide. Now, if it make the answer of shalom, suppose they said shalom, they accept it. The reason why the Gibeonites didn't take advantage of this law but resorted to trickery. Remember in Joshua chapter 9, verses 3, some say it's either that they anticipated Yehoshua's shalom, peace offer, or they wanted to attain the status of an ally. They wanted to be an ally other than that of a tributary people. So there's one can be an ally of Ayinai, or they can be a tributary. It's important for Ayinai to understand these differences as well. Now, as we go through this, we now pick up here in the 49th Kitei, right, a continuation, those very five words that we have at the beginning of chapter 20, we have here at the beginning of this 49th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, in chapter 21 and 10. Ki teitzei la milchama al oibeka. And the beautiful captive. And the beautiful captive. And seest among the captives a woman of goodly form, and thou hast a desire to her, and wouldest take her to be to thee to wife. Would take her to yourself to be your Isha. Right? To be your Isha. Well, what about that? Wouldest take her to thee to wife? Here, some say scripture makes a concession to human weakness. Some say it's made a concession to man's weakness. I say that it's just recognizing the facts of the matter, but we need to understand the text and the context of this. Firstly, in its Old Testament type. And then let's ask a question. Does this apply in the Berit Chadashah, the Hadash Kitah, in the New Covenant? And how and in what way? Come, make I and I reason. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. This is the Raz Ayadonis Tefarai of the LOJ Society of His Imperial Majesty, touching a little bit on this poor portion. Testify, yes, I and I got to testify what Raz Tefarai has done, what he's doing, and what he will do for I and I and we. Called by that new name, Raz Tefarai. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom, 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 Shalom.
I'm going to testify.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can...
I notice y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, yeah 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 yeah. Now, no real man can live without no woman. That night to death as a woman to her man. He's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll never take the power, still let's make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep I strong with the spot of joy.
your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so me love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night today, says a woman to her man. And she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she lets make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party I delight, carry on, your Empress Omega. The mother of the far right culture revises to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise, someone to prove for the man that I want, you know. There you go, so much though, you know. Now, 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 now,
a real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so me love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night today, says a woman to her man.
So here we have Psalm 5, the fifth psalm, speaking on prayer and the principles of prayer. Let's give a first here, right here, today's psalm daily psalm.
Mizmor he, lam natseach el han nechilot, mizmor le dabi, 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 mizmor le dabi.
Give ear to my words, O Lord.
Amarai ha'azina Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Consider my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation.
Bina hagigi, 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 hagigi.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
My King and my God. My King and my God.
Malki velohai, 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 velohai.
For unto thee will I pray, will I pray. Will I pray?
Ki elecha et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee.
But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 as with a shield.
Shield and lead, shield and lead. So here, today's daily psalm. A psalm that has a theme on prayer, prayer in the Hebrew. Now, we know prayer from the English, but as we study the Hebrew, there's a deeper and a more relevant idea of this word that we call pray and prayer. I'd like to share this right here for your ear. Palal, prayer, in HaTorah, Proverbs 28, verse 9. Hear this, today's daily psalm.
Yes, it's a section in Mark 11 and 24. With the morning prayer song. With the morning prayer song. With the morning prayer. Yes, it's a section in Mark 11 and 24. With the morning prayer psalm, Psalm 5, verses, I think, 2 and 3, focusing on the theme of praying in the sense of the verb et palal, though the other prayer we have in the next verse is italicized in the KJV, and we had pointed that out in the palal, tefillah, and Psalm 5, the morning prayer. And then after the broadcast, we share that that Rhema word on the daily psalm, Psalm 5, very important morning prayer psalm, the principles there, the precepts, we can say. Now we have Mark chapter 11, verse 24, where HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Christos Jesus, Geta Jesus says, Isaiah says, therefore I say to you, what things or things soever ye all desire when ye pray. So that's the palal, right, the palal sense. Now it's interesting, as we went through that, meaning to judge, to like whether mentally or officially, like the difference between that sense of judge and the shofet mishpat sense. Then it says, when ye pray, it says, of course, you got the bilai, believe. Now, I went through the pistil in the Koine Greek, the 4100, which says to think to be true, which is the same as the amene, right? Where we have the amen, Revelation 3:14, true and faithful witness. So to admit, and so we bring out that sense of, and so the be like Eve, and getting caught up on that kind of loss or mistranslation right there, bring out the sense of admit as true. What do you admit? What do you admit as true? What do you have faith? So here we have the pistiu, pistiu, as in pistis, sophia, faith, wisdom, pistiu as the verb, to think to be true, to be persuaded of, to credit, important word, credit. Many would say belief, but then credit is perhaps a more applicable to understand and understand the true Hebraic sense, credit. Like something incredible, that means it's not credit worthy, right? If your credit card or bank or something, the credit company says to you, well, your credit history is incredible. It's basically they're saying to you it's not very credit worthy. They can't extend you any credit. Right, so that sense of pisteu, the sense of the word that's often translated as faith and believe and belief, so forth and so on. Not to get caught up on the confusion of Bilai, getting to the root, the Hebrew amine, and here as the Hebrews and those remnant tribes, the black Jews, or even in Egypt, latter-day Egypt, you know, the translation from the Hebrew into the LXX, the Septuagint, was by Ainai people. So this was a good and a correct choice of words, pisteu, to bring out the sense of amina, the true sense of belief and faith, right? To think to be true. What do you think to be true? What are you persuaded of? What do you credit? What is credit worthy from your understanding and understanding of HaTorah, of Jaloh? And then when it has placed confidence in the confidence, teaching of His Majesty, Ramah Vikramah HaSalasi, confidence in the victory of good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, good over evil, confidence, evidence, right? And then, you know, that sense of belief comes in, but it's a confusion. So getting to true root is the credit. What do you credit? Right? What do you admit as true? Right? What do you admit as true? Now it can have its moral, its religious reference, New Testament, Brit Chadasha, the conviction, and the trust in which a man is impelled by a certain inner and the higher prerogative and the law, HaTorah, of the soul, the trust in Yeshua, trust in HaElohim, as able to aid either in obtaining or doing something. Some call that the saving faith. But the basic sense to admit is true and trust, to entrust. What do you entrust? Even the word sound. What do you have faith in? What do you admit in? What do you place credit in upon with respect or respectfully to a person or a thing? That is credit, the implications to entrust.
especially one's irritical well-being, to HaMashiach, or to that word, the word, in the beginning with the word made flesh, to put in trust with. What is truth-worthy? What is trustworthy? Now, another sense came out even afterward, just agitating on the podcast and the broadcast, where it says, he who forgets the law, right, even his prayer, it says, is an abomination. Do we have that correct right here? It says, he that turneth away his ear to Shema, from hearing, from the hearing, his ear, from hearing the law, HaTorah, even his prayer, says right here, even tefilato, right, his prayer, abomination. Even his prayer, abomination. Now, it's interesting in the KJV, if you search the KJV Bibles for law and prayer, those two words in a KJV biblical search. You have Proverbs here, 28 and 9, and the only other connection with this in the translation is Daniel 9 and 13. So we have a Proverb 28 and 9, bringing out the sense right here. Let's go to the Hebrew. It says, Meisir azno mishamoa Torah gam tefilato to'eva. So if someone quits or stops listening to HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, even tefilato, his prayer as a noun. And the prayer as a noun is not found in Psalm 5, I think is verse 3, because the verse is like a verse difference. But where you have in the KJV, italics, prayer in italics. So the connection of HaTorah, and thus even getting more to the root of the palal, falal in tefillah. Tefillah as a noun, but thinking the Hebrews, et palal, I will pray. As in verse 2, I will pray. Right? It says, I will direct, I will order my words, I would order, whether it's a, see, the prayer sense is how I am mentally, you know, accrediting, right, iritically, right, what I am accrediting in I cycle spiritual state, that I'm asking or beseeching or imploring or supplicating according to HaTorah. So the prayer, true prayer, is connected with the direction, instruction, is in harmony, as we can say, or in sync, right, in sync with the spirit and the truth of HaTorah. This is why it says, Meisir azno mishmoa Torah dam tefilato to'eva. He that turneth away azno, his ear, azno mishmoa, the ear, listening ear. He who turns away the listening ear from Torah, gam, also, tefilato, his prayer, the noun, as a sense of noun, the prayer, to'eva is detestable, is abomination. It brings out the hardest sense of that. You know, it's abominable, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting to pray to he who be who he be lawlessly. You know, it's to pray. That's like, why are you wasting, like, in court? They say, why are you wasting the time of the court? It's like a contempt of the court. In other words, he that turneth away his ear from hearing HaTorah, from hearing Torah, direction, instruction, even tefilato, his prayer shall be an abomination. So here, once again, that connection with the H8605, tefillah, often translated as prayer. And it's also in the psalm titles, a poetic or like a liturgical prayer, a certain pattern, a pattern of prayer, right? And then getting to the root, palal, to intervene, to interpose, also to meditate, to agitate, to judge, to intercede. But it's an inner sense, in a sense of judging, in the sense of officially, according to Torah, and mentally, in the psycho spiritual state. By extension, you can now intercede or pray and treat for others, like represent someone else's case, as it were. So the judge sense, right, is not the same as the shofet judge sense, or not even as the don. We have don sense, the words don, shofet, if we look at the different, you know, there's nuances of words that often are simply translated in English with the same word. And that often causes confusion, like when the Messiah, in translation, people assume, right, they imagine some error, they imagine something, they'll say, well, when he says, judge not, it means, like, don't condemn. They're looking at the context of the language in the study, don't condemn, right, don't condemn. Right, so this is a different sense. Don't be in a condemnatory state of mind, because as we go on in the word sound of HaMashiach that we have in Mark chapter 11, he says to forgive, right? So that Abba, Father, Elohim, Ha'ab forgives I and I. right? Because we say the harmony, so to speak, you know, the, for lack of a better word, the karma or the reciprocity, as it is in the creation of Melech HaOlam, the universal king, the king of the universe, right? The universe, the reflection in the creation is built also in receptivity, right? To his word, sound, power. So this is a very, very important verse to connect with that theme and the idea of the root of tefillah in the Hebrew from palal, falal, right, which means to judge in the sense of officially, according to Torah, right, because Torah, official, direction, instruction, and Proverbs 28 and 9, he that turneth his ear from the hearing of Torah, his tefillah, his prayer will be to'aiba, will be disgusting. His petition, his prayer will be disgusting. So this is a very interesting connection in how Moshiach in Mark chapter 11, just summing up right here, chapter 11, this section here, which is have faith, right, that emuna be'elohim, right, have admittance, trust, confidence in Elohim, in the true good, the true God. For verily, amen. Right? Yea, amen. Trustworthy is what I'm saying to you. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, these are gems here, shall not doubt. Right? There's no wavering in his mind state. If there's great wavering in your mind state, you have to check it out. This is why he says, I will order, I will direct my prayer, I will direct what I'm saying. If in the context of a prayer, a supplication, an invocation, right? Shall not doubt in his heart, waver in his mind, but shall believe or credit or admit as true that those things which he saith shall come to pass because they're in conformity, right, with Torah, direction, instruction. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire, showing that desire is not always a bad thing, what things ye desire according to the direction, instruction, when ye pray, right, when you judge, you mentally, officially weigh it and bring it forward and order your words. It says, believe, but the sense of credit, admit as true that ye receive. So when ye bring forward your petition, you know that you are standing, right, in sync, in harmony, in oneness, right, with his instruction. So you kabbal it, you receive it, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, here's the Amida, Judaically speaking, the Amida prayer says, forgive, let it go. Let it go. Leave it behind. Let it go. Right? If ye have aught against any, that your Father, who is, notice it says, also, that's a key word right there, also who is in Hashemayim may forgive you your trespasses. So that's the Hebraic, the karma sense right there. He will forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, don't let it go. There's a verse in the scripture, if I hold iniquity in my heart, right, Lord, you do not hear me, is that verse right there. So this goes along with what we have here in Mark chapter 11. Here we're at verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, who is in the heavens, the higher region, forgive your trespasses, let them go. Right? Do unto others. We call this the golden rule. Right? The golden rule is the golden rule. Right? The golden rule. Do unto others. Love your brother as yourself. Right, he says that if I hold iniquity, right, in my heart. Let's see if we have this psalm right here. If I regard, this is if I regard, the KJV, this is Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Adonai, the Lord Adonai, will not hear me. It's interesting. So just connecting the dots here on that theme, right, on that theme right here. If I regard, so it's instruction. Not just word sound only, but it's the word sound and also us receiving that instruction and crediting, admitting as truth that at the core and in the innermost of the innocence, if I regard iniquity in my heart, in my mind, right, Adonai would not hear me. And then we see how the Messiah, he emphasizes that point of forgiving, of letting that go. That's why he says, don't judge not. He says, judge not. He says, judge not. Don't condemn. Stop condemning. See, because if you regard iniquity in your heart, you're going to be condemning, and then your prayer is going to be in vain because he's not hearing that. In other words, he's not feeling that. Right? Jehovah is not feeling that. Right? And so on these themes right here, as they connect together, just to bring out and illuminate on practical application, just touching on this right here, you know, the connecting the dots right here on prayer, what it is and how it may be more effective, especially according to Chaway, truth and life, his direction, instruction, according to Torah, HaTorah, according to the Orit, yes, I had Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah.
I'm going to testify.
Hear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 shield.
Mizmor he, lamnatzeach el hanehilot mizmor le David. Amarai ha'azina Adonai, bina hagigi. Hakshiva lekol shav'i, malki velohai, ki elecha et palal. Adonai, boker tishma' koli, boker e'eroch lecha va'atzapen. Ki lo el hafetz resha ata, lo yegurecha ra'. לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך, שנאת כל פועלי אבן. תאבד דוברי חזב, איש דמים ומרמה יתעב אדוני. ואני ברוב חסדך אבוא ביתך, אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך ויראתך. אדוני, נחני וצדקתך למען שוררי, הישר לפני דרכך, כי אין בפי הוא נכונה, קרבם אבות, קבר פתוח גרונם, לשונם יחליקון. האשימם אלוהים, ייפלו ממועצותיהם, ברוב פשעיהם הדיחהו, תמרו בך. וישמחו כל חוסי בך, לעולם ירמנו, ותסך עלינו, ויעלצו בך אוהבי שמך. כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני, קצינה רצון תעתרנו.
And here, today's psalm, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Psalm V, Mizmor Hey. Here, a midrash. Here, a study on the psalms, today's psalm, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Lanatzeach, il ha-nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawid. For the leader, upon the nechilot, possessions. Mizmor le-Dawid, a psalm of David. Here, the title, the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse. Lanatzeach il ha-nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawid. This verse is to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. From the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab. Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 20a. So this verse, the opening verse, here, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Psalm V, Mizmor Hey, La Menatzeach, Il Ha Nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawid. For the leader, Lanatzeach, chief musician, upon the Nechilot, possessions, a psalm of David. Lanatzeach, il ha Nechilot, Mizmor le-Dawid. So the opening verse, the superscription, the title of this verse, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 21. Verse 18b to verse 20a, from the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab. Ua mia midbar Matana, ua mia Matana Nahaliel, ua mia Nahaliel Bamot. Ua mi bamota ha gaia shara bia sede Moab. Midrash note, here, Midrash study on the Psalms, Midrash Tehillim, here, Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, Midrash note, here, Nahaliel. The expositions that follow, they exploit the similarity of sound and meaning Hebraically in the two words, Nechilot and Nahaliel. Here the expositions here in this Midrash on Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, the expositions that follow, they exploit the similarity of sound and meaning Hebraically and the Hebrew meaning in the two words, these two Hebrew words, Nechilot and Nahaliel. Rav Yehuda, Judah, took the expression from the wilderness to Matana, from the wilderness to Matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place a wilderness is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites were there, deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the Torah, given to them at the hands of Moshe, at the hands of Moses, to whom it is said, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, the Lord gave the two tables of testimony from Matana to Nahaliel. He took to mean that there, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, possessed themselves of a false god, saying, quote, "This is thy God, O Israel," even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 8, from Nahaliel to Bamot, he took to mean that after they took possession of the false god, the angel of death, of Mot, of Mavet, came out against them, as is said even in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 35. Surely in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and they shall die. And from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab, he took to mean that in the valley of Moab they did that which delayed their entrance into the land, so that Moses, the servant of the Lord, having died outside the land, had to be buried in the valley. Of this, Jeremiah said, "How canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after Baalim? See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done." Even here, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 23. Aich tomri lo nitameti, achre ha be'alim lo halakti, ri'i darkeka badaiya, be'iya meh asit. How canst thou say, here, speaking to she, he who be, we be, speaking to she, Aich tomri lo nitameti, I am not defiled. How? How, Tomri, how canst thou say, speaking to she, Aich, Tomri, lo nitameti, I am not defiled. How can you say, lo nitameti, achre ha ba'alim, lo halakti, I have not gone after the ba'alim, achre ha ba'alim, lo halakti, re, see, Ri darkeka bagaiya, see thy way, bagaiya, see thy way in the valley. Ri darkeka bagaiya, de'i, know, become cognizant, know, speaking to she, de'i meh asit, what thou hast done. De'i meh asit, know what thou the eye has done. Aik tomri. Lo nitameti, achre ha ba'alim, lo halakti, ri darkeka bagaiya, da'i me asit. How canst thou say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the ba'alim? See thy way in the valley, know what thou, the eye, hast done. So here, Midrash notes. Ua miya midbar matane. From the wilderness, Ua miya midbar matane. From the wilderness to matana. From the wilderness to matana. Here, Midrash note. A wilderness, midbar, a wilderness is a place held in common, free from chet, chatiat, sin, akari, lack, and free from distraction. So here, Midrash note. Rav Yehuda, Judah, took the expression, Ua mi midbar matana, from the wilderness to matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place a midbar is, a wilderness is a place held in common, free from chet, chatiat, sin, akri, lack, forfeiture, and free from distraction. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, having the Torah given. So here, Midrash note, Matana means Hebraically, literally, a gift. Matana means literally in Hebrew, Matana means a gift to them. So the children of Israel, the Israelites there in the wilderness, were deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty given to them. Matana, at the hands of Moshe, to whom it is said, here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, the Lord gave the two tables, the two tablets of testimony. Vayitena il Moshe, kaloto le davir rito abahar sinai shne lkhota ha eduta lkhota evena ka tuvim be etra elohim. And he gave to Moses Vayitena ella Moshe, when he had made an end of speaking with him. Kaloto ledavir reito, upon Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, the two tables, the two tablets of testimony. Shnei luchota ha'eduta, tables, tablets of stone. Luchota eben, luchot eben, written. Ketuvim, written with the finger. Ketuvim be'etzva of Elohim, be'etzva. Elohim. Vayitena illa Moshe kekaloto lidavir rito behar sinai shnei luchota ha'eduta luchota ebena ketuvim be'etzva Elohim. Uamiya matana nachiliel, from matana to nachiliel, to nachaliel, he took to mean that they are the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, possess themselves of a false god. Here, Midrash note, Nachaliel, or pointed as Nachliel, 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 is read as though it were written, as though written, Nachilu, Nachilu, Nachilu El, Nachilu El. Nachiliel is read as though it were written, Nachilu El. They acquired a god. Nachilu El. They acquired a god. So thus, here, from Matana to Nachiliel, Rav Yehuda, Judah, took to mean that there, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, possess themselves of a false god. Nachiliel is read as though written, Nachilu, Nachilu, El. They acquired an El. They acquired a god. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, verse 8, where it's written, quote, "This is thy god, O Israel." Faru amahira mina haderek ashera suitim asua lahem egela masecha vayisha tachuwa lawuwa vayaye ezibuchuwa lawuwa vayayomruwa eile Eloheka Yisrael ashera ha eluka me eretza mitzrayim. They have turned aside. Hear, Shemot. Exodus chapter 32, verse 8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. Saru, mahira mina haderek asheraz uiti. They have made them a molten calf. Asu alahem egela maseka. And have worshipped it. Vayishtachvu alahu. And have sacrificed to it. Vayayizid b'chuwa lawuwa, and said, Vayomru, this is thy God, O Israel, Eile Eloheka, which, or that who, brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Vayomru, Eile Eloheka Yisrael Asher Ha'eluka Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is thy God. These Eloheka, these thy Elohim, these thy God. Eile Eloheka Yisrael, these, this, translator says this, in the Hebrews, Eile, these, Eloheka, these, thy God, Yisrael, Asher, who, He'eluka, who caused you to come up, who aliyed you all, you, who aliyed the eye, He'eluka, me'eretz Mitzrayim. These, thy God, who brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet. And from Nachaliel to Bamot, and where it reads, from Nachaliel to Bamot, Ua mi Nachaliel Bamot, and from Nahaliel Tubamo, Rav Yehuda Judah, took to mean that after they took possession of the false god, the angel of death, the Melaaka Mavet, the Melaaka Mawet Mot, came out against them. Here, Midrash note, Bamot. Bamot is read as though written, Ba Mawet, Ba Mawet, Ba Mavet, Ba Mawet. Bamot is read as though written, Ba Mawet. The angel of death came out. Ba Mawet, Ba Mawet. The angel of death came out. Ba Lahem may be also understood as came for them. Ba Lahem. Ba Lahem may be understood Hebraically as came for them. Came to announce to them that the hour of Mawet, Mawet, Mot, Mut has come. As it is said, even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 14, verse 35, surely in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 35, Ani Yehovah debarti im lo zota e'ese lekol ha'eda ha'ra'ah ha'zota. Hanna no adim allu abamid barra hazea yitamu visham yamutu. I, he who be who he be, ani yoa, ani Yahoa, I, he who be who he be, have spoken. Ani yoa dibarti, surely, imlo, surely this will I do to all this evil congregation. Ani Yehova dibarti imlo zota eisel kol ha'eda ha'ra'a, that are gathered together to gather against me, that are gathered together to gather against me. Ha no adima alai, ha no adima alai, against I. In this wilderness, Bamidbar hazeh, in this wilderness, Bamidbar hazeh, they shall be consumed. Bamidbar hazeh, yitamu, and they with sham, and there with sham, they shall die. With sham, yamutu. Ani Yehovah dibarti imlo zota eisel kol ha'eda hara'a hazota hanno adima alai bamidbar hazeh yitamu visham yamutu. And from Bamot to the valley that is in the country of Moab, ua mi Bamota ha'gaya shara biyasedeh Moab. He, Rav Yehuda, took to mean that in the valley of Moab, they did that which delayed their entrance into Haaretz, into the land, so that Moshe, the servant of Yahweh of Jehovah, having died outside the land, had to be buried in the valley. Of this, Ermias said, how canst thou say, I am not defiled? I have not gone after the Baalim. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Ech tomri, lo nitameti, achreya ha Baalim, lo halati, ri darkeka bagaya, da'i me asit. Ha Rebanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, took the Hebrew, uami amid debara matana, from the wilderness to Matana, to mean that by virtue of the kind of place of Midbar, a wilderness is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were there deemed worthy of having HaTorah, the Torah given, Matana, 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 gift, Matana, to them. But from Matana, Matana, to Nahaliel, HaRebanim, took to mean that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, took possession, nachilu, nachilu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One. Blessed be He as their God, as their El, the true El, Ha'El. And Ha'El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty Ha'El, took possession of them as Amo, as His people. And here, Midrash note right here. In the ET, the edited text, these two interpretations, these two Targum of Bamidbar of Numbers, Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b, and Numbers Bamidbar chapter 21, verse 19a, are not in the order in Scripture. They are accordingly transposed here. Hence, here, said David, I shall compose a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Isis. I shall compose a mizmor about both acts of possession. For the leader upon the nechilot, possessions, a psalm of David, of David. Lamnatzeach illa hanechilot mizmor le David. Another comment on from Matana to Nachaliel, do not read from Matana, but because of the gift, Matana, that thou, O God, O true good, hast possessed us, I and I, of. Here, Midrash note, Nachaliel, is now rendered as though it was spelled Nachalta El, thou, O El, true good, true God, Almighty, has possessed us, possess I and I of. Nachalta El, thou, the I, O El, true good, true God, has possessed us, I and I of. Nachalta El. That is, because of the well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, to the children of Israel, they sang a song. And here a Midrash note, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 21, verse 17, that reads, then sang Israel this song, spring up, O well, sing y'all to it. Az yashir Yisrael et hashira hazota Eliyav er Ainu alaha. Then sang Israel, Yisrael, this song. Az yashir Yisrael et hashira hazot. Spring up, O well, Eliyav. Eli be'er, sing y'all, I know, laha, sing y'all to her, az yashir Yisrael, et hashira hazota, Eli be'er, I know, laha. For the water of the well, the be'er, the water of the well flowed out like a river, like a nahal, for them, so that whenever a woman, an Isha, wanted to go from her father's bait, her father's house, to her husband's bait, her husband's house, she had to go in a boat. And here, Midrash note on, for the water of the well flowed out like a river, a nahal, like a river, nahal, for them. As David says, God, open the rock, and the waters gushed out. They had to go in boats, tziot, as in a river. Here. Psalm 105, verse 41. Patach tzora. Vayazuvu mayi halku batziota nahar. He opened the rock, patach, sur, and waters gushed out. Vayazuvu mayi. they ran, Haluku, a river in the dry places. Batsiot Nahar Patach Tsur Wayazubu Mayim Haluku Batsiota Nahar. And the Midrash note here, the AV authorized version reads, they ran in the dry places, the Tsiot, like a river. Batsiot Nahar. What can Tsiot mean here except boats? As in the phrase, gallant ships, sea, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 21. Gallant ship, sea. Ki im sham adir Yahuwah lanu. Mikoma neharima yorima rachveya yadim. Bala teleka boa onia shait. But there, he who be, we be, Yahweh, Jehovah, will be with us in majesty. Ki, im, sham, adir, Yahweh, lanu. But there, he who be, we be, will be with, I and I, will be with we, will be with us in majesty. Ki, im sham adir yawlanu, in a place of broad rivers and streams. Mikoma neharima yorima rachveya yadai, wherein shall go no galley with oars. Bal telekaboa onia shait, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. With Si adir lo ya abrein, with si adir, gallant ship, with si adir, will not pass thereby. Lo ya abrein. So here you hear the connection with the si adir, gallant ship or majestic ship, the majestic sea, with siot, which can mean boats as well as dry place. A different exposition of the phrase from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 21, verse 18b to verse 28, from the wilderness to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamot, and from Bamot to the valley. Ua mi Amidbar Matana, u mi Matana Nahaliel, ua mi Nahaliel Bamot. Ua mi abamota hagai. Rav Yanai said, he who makes himself a pasture whereon all may trample gains the gift. Matana, gains the gift, the matana of Torah. And after he gains the matana of Torah, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, takes possession, Nahaliel, of him. And after Ha'el takes possession of him, he rises to high places. As it is said, Nahaliel to Bamot, high places. So here, Midrash notes right here. The note, he who makes himself a pasture. He who makes himself a pasture. The Midbar, the wilderness is referred to as a pasture because cattle were put out to graze in it. So he who makes himself a pasture, because the wilderness is referred to as a pasture because of cattle. Cattle were put out to graze in it, whereon all may trample gains the gift, the matana of Torah. And after he gains a matana of Torah, Ha'el takes possession, Nahaliel, of him. And after Ha'el takes possession of him, he rises to high places, as is said, Nahaliel to Bamot, high places. So here, Midrash note, and after Ha'el, Elohim, to Bamot, to high places. But if he then becomes arrogant, affliction will visit him. For it is said, Bamot to the valley. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. From Bamot, high place, high places, to the valley. Ua mi Bamot Hagai. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, possessed me of the gift of the well as a gift, the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said, because HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, possessed me of the well as a gift. And here, Midrash note, the text here in the Midrash Tehillim, in the Midrash on Psalms, the text, it returns to the previous Targum, the previous interpretation, Targum, of Matana, as the gift of the Be'er, of the well. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu possess I of the well as a Matana, as a gift, I took El Ha'el Ha'el, the true God, as the lot of mine inheritance. Nachalti. Hence here it is said, from Matana to Nachaliel, as it is written even in Aika, Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, saith my psyche. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24. Chelki Yehovah amra nafshi al kin ochil lahu. He who be Jehovah is my portion, saith my soul, saith my psyche nafshi. She says, he who be is my portion. She says, Chelki Yehovah amra nafshi al kin. Therefore, Ochil lau, I will hope, I will expect in Him. Ochil lau, chelki Yahuwah amra nafshi al kein. Ochil lau. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to Yisrael, as I am your portion, so you are my portion. As is said, for the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. Ki chelek Yehovah ammo Yaakov chevel nachalto. For the portion of he who be, we be, of Yehovah, of Jehovah, is his people. Ki chelek Yehovah ammo Jacob Yaakov, the lot, Chevel, of his inheritance. Nachilato. Yaakov, Chevel, Nachilato. Ki, Chelek, Yehovah, Ammo. Yaakov, Chevel, Nachilato. And so, David said, you are the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, and He is your inheritance. For it is said, even in Isaiah chapter 19, verse 25, the Lord of hosts hath blessed him, saying, blessed be Yisrael, mine inheritance. And here, Isaiah chapter 19, the fuller verse 25, Asher berko Yahuwah tzvaota lemora. Baruch Ami Mitzrayim, Ua Ma'iseya Yadaya Ashura, V'Nachlati Yisrael, for that he who be of hosts of armies hath blessed him, Asher Berko Yahuwah Tzvaot, saying, Lemor, Baruch, blessed be Ami Mitzrayim, blessed be Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, my people, Baruch Ami Mitzrayim, Ua Ma'iseya Yadaya Ashur, and Assyria Ashur, the work of my hands, Ua Ma'iseya Yadaya Ashur, and Israel, mine inheritance. ונחלתי ישראל. אשר ברכו יהוה צבאות. For he who be of hosts hath blessed him. Asher berkoa yawaz baota lemora baruka ami mitraim. Uama isaya yadai ashur. We nachalato Yisrael. And Israel, mine inheritance. Note that the verse of the mizmor of the psalm does not use the singular. Nachla, but the plural, nechilot. And here, Midrash note, nechilot is, strictly speaking, the plural of nechila, not nachila. Nechilot is, strictly speaking, Hebraically speaking, the plural of nechila and not nechila. Chilla, nachilla. Once again, to the Midrash on Mizmor. Hey, note that the verse of the Mizmor does not use the singular, nachilla, but the plural, nechilot, in order to signify two inheritances. The one, you're taking possession of Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, and the other, his taking possession of you. And what phrase proves that only after the gift of the well were the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, ready to take possession of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, as their inheritance? From Matana to Nachaliel, before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, drank from the well, even on the very day they were to drink from it, they used to ask, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, is the Lord, is Yahuwah, is Jehovah among us or not? Is he who be who he be among us or not? Heyesh Yahuwah b'karbeinu im ayin. Heyesh Yahuwah b'kerbeinu im ayin. As if to say, if he is, if he be, it is good. If he is not, if he be not, we, I and I, shall choose another Elohim, another God for ourselves, for I and ourselves. But after they drank from the well, they said, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7, all that the Lord have spoken, we will do and obey. Vayikach sefer habrita, vayikra beaznei ha'am, vayomru kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma'a. And he took the book of the covenant, vayikach sefer habrita, and read, vayikra, in the hearing of the people, be'aznei ha'am, in the ears of the people, and he read in the ears and the hearing of the people, vayikra be'aznei ha'am. And they said, vayomru, kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma'a, all that he who be who he be, that Jehovah have spoken, will we do, will I and I do, and obey and hear. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma'a. V'nishma'a. Thereby, we, I and I, came into possession of two inheritances. We took thee, the I, and we took HaTorah, and we took the Torah. And here, Midrash note on, and we took the Torah. This is the P.E., the printed edition. The words, quote, and thou didst cause us to inherit HaTorah and the Eretz Yisrael, and the land of Israel, are omitted here as in the P.E., the printed edition. As David said, Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. Even here in Psalm 119, verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, forever. Nachaltia edoteka le'olam. Thy testimonies, edoteka, have I taken as a heritage. Nachalti edoteka, forever le'olam. For they are the rejoicing of my heart, for the rejoicing of my heart. Kia si sona libi heima. They are the rejoicing of my heart. They are. Kia si sona libi heima. In another exposition, Nechilot, inheritance, is taken to mean the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel.
Israel.
Of that, it is said, in those days, they shall come together, together, to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your fathers, to your patriarchs. But I said, shall I put thee among the other children? Nay, nah. I shall give thee a land of desire, a heritage, nachilat, of beauty, desired by the nations, the tzibiot, tzibiot goyim. Here, Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 3, verses 18 to 19a. Midrash note on a heritage of beauty desired by the nations. The Yehudi version, the goodliest heritage of the nations. Ba yamim ha heima. In those days, ba yamim ha heima. Yalku beita Yehuda al beit Yisrael lave yavu yachdau meyaretz atzafona al haaretz asher hinachalti eta evotekem. In those days, ba yamim hahim, the house of Judah of Yehuda shall walk with the house of Israel. The house of Yehuda of Judah shall walk, shall trod with the house of Israel. Yelku beita Yehuda al beita Yisrael. And they shall come together out of the land of the north. We yabu yachdaw me eretz tzafon, to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your fathers, to your patriarchs. Al ha'aretz asher hin nachalti et ebotekem. Ve'anochi amarti eicha ashiteicha ba'banim ve'eten laka eretz chemta. Nachilata tzavia tzivota goyim. But I said, we anoki amarti. But I said, we anoki amarti. How would I put thee among the sons, the children among the sons? Eich, ashiteka babanim. And give thee a pleasant land. We eten alaka eretz chemda, the goodliest heritage of the nations. Nachlata tzviya tzibota goyi. Can tzibot goyi mean anything else except that the Eretz Yisrael was desired and coveted by all the nations, all the goyim, all the heathen, the international community? Consider the mashal, the parable of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even a negus and a gaz, who was seated at his royal table. He had many children, but he loved the youngest one most. He was about to apportion their inheritances. Among the parcels of land, there was one of great beauty that all the children coveted. And so Hamelech, and so the king of Negus, even Negus Neges, said, "Let this parcel of land remain as my own portion. May this parcel of land remain as my own portion. As scripture says," even here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, "the Most High apportioned to the nations their inheritance. Be'hanachel Elyon Goyim. When the Most High Elyon gave to the nations, the Goyim, the international community, their inheritance. Be'hanachel Elyon Goyim. But to whom did he finally give his own portion? To his youngest child. For the verse says, the Lord's portion, Jehovah's portion, to his people, to Jacob, to Yaakov, the lot of his inheritance. Kia chelek Yahweh amo Yaakov chebel na chelato, Jehovah's portion to his people. Kia chelek Yahweh amo, to Yaakov, to Jacob, the lot of his inheritance. Yaakov chebel na chelato. And here Midrash note the word Ammo, 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 his people in Ki, Chelek, Yahweh, Ammo, for the portion of he who be, we be, of Jehovah is his people. Here the Midrash notice, Ammo, Ammo, his people is rendered as though written, Le Ammo, Le Ammo, Le Ammo, to his people. Here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. Hahekal, the temple, is also called an inheritance. For it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 9, "Ye y'all are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance, the nachilah, that Yahweh Elohim, that he who be who ye be, y'all Elohim, giveth you, giveth y'all. Ki lo vatem ada ata illa ha menuchav illa ha nachilah asher Yahweh Elohim notein alak. For y'all are not as yet come to the rest. Ki lo batem ad ata illa ha menucha, and to the inheritance with illa ha nachla, that he who be we be, y'all Elohim, giveth you, that he who be we be, the I Elohim, giveth the I. Asher Yahweh Eloheka notain lak. When it is said in Bamidbar, in Numbers 24 and 9, "How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, O Yaakov, and thy tabernacles, O Yisrael, O Israel." And here Hebraically, Bamidbar in Numbers, it's Numbers chapter 24, verse 5. Numbers chapter 24, verse 5. Ma tovu o haleka Yaakov, misha kenoteka Yisrael. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob. Mahatobu, O Haleka Yaakov, thy dwellings, O Israel. Misha kenoteka Yisrael. Mahatobu, O Haleka Yaakov, Mia shekenoteka Yisrael, wherein is the goodliness of Yaakov, of Jacob's tents. In that, quote, as the water brooks, the nachal, are they spread forth. As the water brooks, are they spread forth. Ki nechalim nitayu. Ki nechalim nitayu. As the water brooks, ki nechalim, nechalim, spread forth, stretched out, nitayu. Some render this as valleys stretched out, or as streams winding their long way. Kia nechalim nitayu, as the water brooks
the Nechalim, Kiya Nechalim, are they spread forth, Nitayu. For like a water brook into that a man goes down unclean, but comes up clean, so is HaHekal, Hekal, or so is the temple into that a man goes laden with Chatiyat, with ukeries of sins, but comes forth without ukeries, without Chatiyat, without sins. Thus, like this, when Moses said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 12 and 9, ye y'all are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance. Ki lo batem ad ata illa ha menucha wi illa ha nachila. By rest, menucha. Ha-menucha, the rest, by rest, menucha, he meant the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. And by inheritance, nachila, the inheritance, ha-nachila, by nachila, inheritance, he meant the tabernacle of Yaakov, the tabernacle of Jacob. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that thou, the I, has given us, has given I and I, as inheritance, is goodly and fair and beautiful, aitiful, as is said even in Psalm 16, Hebraically, verses 5 to 6. The lot is fallen to me in a fair ground. Yea, the heritage beautifies me. The lot is fallen to I in a fair and aitiful, a beautiful ground, a good ground. Yea, the heritage beautifies, aitifies I. Chvalim, anafluli, banaimim, afanachlata, shafra alai. The lines are fallen to me, are fallen to I in pleasant places. Chbalim, nafluli, banaimim, banaimim, in pleasant places. Afanachlat, shafra alai. Yea. I have a goodly heritage. Af nachlat shafra alai. Shafra alai. A different exposition for the leader upon the nechilot. Here nechilot is taken to mean grievous afflictions. Grievous afflictions. As in the verse, woyo, woe is me for my hut. My womb is grievous. Nachila, nachila. But I said, truly, this is a grief that, and I must bear it. Truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. Here, Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 19. Oili, Allah shivri, nachila, makati, vani, amarti, ak, ze choli, ve sa'en. Woe is me, oi li, for my hurt, Allah, shibri. My wound is grievous, nachla makati. But I said, wa'ani amarti, ak, this is but a sickness. Wa'ani amarti, ak, ze choli, this is but a choli, a sickness. Where? Esayenu, and I must bear it. Oy li al shivri nachla makati wa ani amarti akze choli we esayenu. So too, Scripture says, even in Micah chapter 7, verse 8, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light to me. When I sit in darkness and disillumination, the Lord shall be a light, a illumination to me, to I. Ki esheva b'choshek, Yahweh or li. Though I sit in darkness, ki esheva b'choshek. He who be, we be. Jehovah is a light to me, Yahweh or li. Ki esheva b'choshek, Yahweh or li. That is to say, if I had not sat in darkness, b'choshek, Yahuwah, Jehovah would never have been a light, an illumination to me, a light to I. ki esheba ba choshek Yehoah or li. And likewise, Hakadosh Baruch, Baruchu, blessed he says to the people of Israel, to Amo Yisrael, because you willingly suffered my decrees, therefore you are called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hear, 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 Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Vikorah lahema, eleya hatzedeka, mata'a Yahuwah lehita payer, that they might be called terebinths, terebinths, evergreen, fresh, terebinth trees of righteousness. Wikorah lahem eleya hatzedek, the planting of Jehovah, of he who be, who he be, mata Yehoah, wherein he might glory. Lehita paer, lehita faer, lehita paer. Wikorah lahem eleya hatzedek, mata Yehoah lehita paer. Lehita far, lehita par, far, paer, tifaret, tafarai, that he might be glorified. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes,
Rastafari,
the far, 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 the far,